Barrett Kohler Publishers presents How to Be an Inclusive Leader, Your Role in Creating Cultures of Belonging Where Everyone Can Thrive. Second edition, updated and expanded. Written and narrated by Jennifer Brown. Dedication. Several generations of very special women have served as my pilot lights. To Deb Ziegler, who lifted me out of despair and showed me another way to make my voice matter. To Mimi Brown, with whom I've conspired for years on deep matters of the soul. And most importantly, to my partner Michelle, whose activist spirit and companionship I take respite in every day of our lives together. Preface. When I chose the title for the first edition of this book, How to Be an Inclusive Leader, including the word how was intentional. One of the questions I'm most often asked by leaders looking for guidance and direction is, how do I start? Interestingly enough, for many leaders, it's figuring out the how that's holding them back. What we expect of leaders has been upended, leaving many leaders unmoored and navigating through new, uncharted territory. In the past, we looked to our leaders for certainty and decisiveness. We expected them to lead with authority, to have all the answers. Now, we expect our leaders to show humility, empathy, and vulnerability. We want them to willingly admit what they don't know. We ask them to be resilient in the face of criticism, to embrace and talk about their discomfort and mistakes. The very essence of how leaders have understood their role and their responsibility to others and to society is being questioned and challenged. To add to it all, leaders are having to pivot through this uncertainty in the public eye. I wrote this book to equip those leaders who have ever felt uncertain about their next steps with a path forward. In the first edition of the book, I introduced the inclusive leader continuum to guide individuals through the very personal and emotional learning journey they undertake to become inclusive leaders, no matter where they are starting from. The four stages of the continuum, unaware, aware, active, and advocate, formed the underpinnings of the first edition, and they do again in this new second edition. The first edition of the book proved to be a success, and I have had many
sample complete. Ready to continue?